up your goddamn thing. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right. Hey, before we get to the weather, I mentioned this earlier. Yesterday, I'm in my car, and I'm listening to the Don and Mike Show on WJFK 106.7. And I'm a fan of the show. They've had me on the show before, although noticeably not since I left national television.
I haven't really been on the show.
Anyway, I was a little bit outraged because they were talking about other local weather people and how wonderful they are. Didn't mention us at all. Didn't give us any love. So I called in, and Don said, well, because, Tony, it's because you're all over all the other radio stations. You're with Donnie, who's my friend.
Right.
You know, you're on with the Junkies, who works at their station, you know. And I just want to say, Don, what camera should I turn
to? This one, I think.
Don, and we'll put your picture up. You will never get a better TV supporter than me, Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. Mike, I went to school with Mike. There's your picture. I love you guys. Treat me with some respect, please, and I'll do the same with you guys.
This sounds like a war starting.
That's not a war.
Do you want to really fight with radio guys?
No, I'm not fighting with them. I do not want to fight with them.
It's a truce.
Because they play dirty.
Yeah.
No, he's kissing up to
them. I'm kissing up to them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
it's kind of sad, really.
Other guys kiss up to you, and it's not genuine. This is genuine.
Really?
I like you. So there you go.
All right.
That's just my little plea.
We like you, Don and Mike.
Yeah. We're good guys. All right. Mike's a good guy. No, Don's a good guy, too. All right. Let's take a look at what's happening with the weather conditions around the region. They're talking about these other guys who are nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
34 degrees in Washington
right now.
Why do you like him?
I'm just trying to get on a show.
Oh. The Don and Mike Show.
Tied forever at the kneecaps. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Who was that, Rev? Was that Bob Sellers?
How you doing,
Mike,
Bob?
Mike Sellers. Bob, I just want to get
on
the
Bob
show.
Or Mike?
I don't know, Mike. Me don't know.
Who knows?
Buzz?
Yes.
Stand by.
I'm here.
Stand by.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
I just realized that we had Jim Nance on the phone for half an hour today.
Jesus.
So the time kind of got away from us. So very briefly, here we go with the lies.
Oh, good.
People tell. Here are the top 10 that people tell all the time.
In your mouth. I just thought I'd say that.
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
And the checks in the mail.
Isn't it I won't?
Yeah. I just thought I'd give you a sentence fragment there.
Yeah.
In your mouth.
Nice fragment.
I won't.
Well, it looks good on you, though. It does.
Number 10, I didn't get your text message. 9, I'm stuck in traffic. 8, no, you don't look fat in that. But then I'm on my way. We'll have to hook up soon.
Yeah.
Sorry I missed your call. I'll call you tomorrow. These are all the best lies. Number three lies, I have no cash on me. The number one lie that people tell is, it's nice to see you.
Yeah, biggest problem.
The number one lie that people tell is, there's nothing wrong with me, I'm fine.
That's it?
Yeah, and then the other ones are always like, I've been in meetings all day. I wrote your number down wrong. Can you hold on? I've got a call on the other line. It's just what I've always wanted.
Oh, that's a big one. I can think of two that we use on this show almost on a daily basis. Two
right
of the biggest
us.
Let me see. One would be, that's funny.
I got one. Thanks for calling.
That's it. Thanks for calling.
The biggest lie.
I've been holding off. Rob and I have been discussing trying to find an accurate picture of Eminem. Because there are stories.
I've heard these Elvis stories all over the internet.
Yeah, we can't find a picture yet of Marshall Mathers, but according to his mom, he's becoming very Elvis-like.
Well, how bad do you want me to get, Jack?
It's more like Jerry Mathers.
If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
So here is what Eminem's mom says.
Hey.
Debbie Nelson. She says, yes, Eminem is becoming Elvis. He spends all of his time at his mansion with his hangers-on, like the Memphis Mafia.
Okay.
All he eats is crappy fast food Mexican takeout, watches TV, plays video games. He's let his blonde hair grow out.
I've got to see this guy.
Nice. The ends are dark. His face is broken out in pimples. And he has put on between 70 and 100 pounds.
There you go.
And he's causing all sorts of health problems for himself.
Sure.
Well, now we can just hope that he continues to perform.
If anybody's got a photo of Eminem, we would love to see that, Jack.
Recent photo.
My name is My name is.
I tell, like to tell all my fans, if I can say to them right now, I am no longer the real Slim Shady. However, if you would like to gather some shade in the summertime, you can gather around me for that purpose.
All right, Mike, also in our We Didn't Get to It This Week pile,
yes,
the website divorce360.com. Hmm.
I go there often.
They asked people why they got divorced.
Okay. Do we have number one answers?
We sure do. We got the top right. 8 answers.
I'll tell you. I will tell you as you read these, if any of these match me.
I'll tell you already that you are the number one. You are the number one.
Okay.
The reason that people say
I want to see how you frame it first. I want to hear how it's written.
All right.
And then I'll let you know whether I agree or disagree.
Number 8 reason people get divorced is religion.
No.
Number 7, whether or not to have children.
No.
Number 6, boredom.
No.
Number 5, disagreements about how to raise the kids.
No.
Number 4, sex.
What?
The sex.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Yeah. Number 3, someone new entered their life.
That's not me. No, that no. doesn't, no.
Number 2, money. And number 1,
a lot of people.
Abuse. Either physical or abuse or verbal.
What a horrible thing to say.
We've heard the
story. The truth hurts.
Don, I've been to divorce360.com, and I will tell you that usually it's a bit of a hybrid.
Some of those reasons are the reasons Carrie and I stay together.
She stays with you because of the abuse.
Number
yes,
one,
and the arguing over how to raise the kids.
Oh, right. Marriage. We never got
I'd like to focus on keys to a successful marriage instead of the negative.
Yeah,
you've
be
always
nice.
Been that way.
I really like to look at the glasses half full.
Well, let's look at a couple that's got it together. We briefly touched on Paul Sr.
Right. Mm-hmm.
marrying Beth, his girlfriend, last night on the season premiere of American Chopper.
She is boxed.
I mentioned to you in the break. I mentioned to you in the break that I did not see the marriage episode, but I did see them on Letterman, and he talked about his marriage, and he said the great old man thing.
What did he say?
Well, he met her. You know what her employment was?
What?
She was a stewardess.
Oh, you're kidding me.
On a flight. I don't know where they were coming from, but apparently he went up to the front of the plane, started chatting her up, and got her phone number,
wow.
and then went down to Florida, and the rest is history.
We've had a love affair with the Tuttles for a long time, and the more money they get and the more popular they get, it's amazing. The more inbred and hillbilly-like they get. For instance, on this episode last night where they're building a bike for the National Guard.
Right? Okay.
So they're going to have a meeting with the National Guard to get some ideas. They fly to whatever this National Guard base is in a OCC chopper. I mean,
really?
It is a helicopter
wow.
that's got like the rap, like the advertising wrap on it.
Oh, so they've got their own helicopter now?
Yes. And it's like, and the thing opens up and it's like, golly, Granny.
Yeah, I see fish.
So no matter
here
what,
come the Tuttles.
No matter what trappings they get, they remain the same. Rob mentioned when we were talking about Paul Sr.'s house, his big, gigantic log cabin. Where he's got his penis extension cars,
right.
his black Corvette, and his red Mercedes mm-hmm. parked at a jaunty angle by his, and it's not a cement walkway. It's that thing where it's pebbles,
right.
because she keeps saying how she can't walk on all the stones
in her heels?
With her heels.
Right, yeah.
I'm not going to put pavement down.
And
there's not a need for asphalt.
You got to hear this part, because when we had Paul Jr. on the show
right.
last fall, whenever it was, yeah, when they were taping right. this, last summer maybe, he mentioned his dad had just gotten married and had ripped the sleeves off his tuxedo right. shirt.
He talked about that last night, too. He didn't rip them off. He went to a tailor.
Oh, that's better.
He got fitted for the entire tux, including the shirt, and then he said to the tailor, cut the sleeves off.
All right, well, when we had Paul Jr. on our show, he said his dad just ripped, but he said his dad
right.
got... said my dad got married sleeveless.
Right.
And Paul Sr. last night on Letterman had a little, I don't know whether it was like a lazy eye or pink eye thing going, but it looked like he had a bad eye.
Could be.
Maybe,
you know, he's
maybe
really,
overwork.
The first time last night, I've never watched a show in high def. He looks better in regular def.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's a little long in the tooth. I don't know how old he is.
Here's Sr. and Beth.
He's 86.
Having a little discussion right before their wedding.
Listen, before though, because we have to take the time.
But this has always got to be before
know,
this or do that, last minute.
Do that.
Watch.
The top needs to go down on the Mercedes.
So put it down.
You want me to put it down or should you put it down?
It takes 2 seconds. Why do you want to put it down? It starts raining.
I don't know if it's nerves or, but when I kind of get like this, I get like agitated, you know, and everything pisses me off.
What do you want me to come down while you got your dress on and put the open it up?
No, don't worry about it.
Do you know how to do it? You just pull the button up? Okay.
You just go. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have fun.
I guess that's the way I react to, the tension of getting married.
And then he goes in his backyard and he starts to play with his miniature donkeys.
Right. How did she look at the wedding with two black eyes?
Paul, you ready?
I'm ready.
These words to Beth after me. All that I am, I share with you.
All that I am, I share with you.
I take you to be my wife.
He's enthusiastic.
Through health and sickness.
Through health and sickness.
Through plenty and want.
Through plenty and want.
Through joy and sorrow.
Through joy and sorrow.
Now and forever.
Now and forever.
Paul, you may kiss your bride. Up.
Hey, how's that mouth taste?
Time to go inside. If I drank, I'd have a few drinks. But I guess I'll have a water and do a little dancing, make a little love, get down tonight.
You know, I know he's the big star and all, but boy, I just think of him, you know, because he is a little basset hound like.
And at this reception, and I use the Dr. Evil quotes.
Did they have it in the backyard?
It was in his barn.
Warehouse.
His warehouse on his property. Yeah. And it was alcohol free.
Oh, really? Because well, he's a reformed alcoholic.
He's a hell of
recovering
a dancer.
Alcoholic.
So everybody's got their big bottle of Deer Park water. Uh-huh. And you can tell the people that are there are dying to drink some aqua velva or anything that's got any kind of a buzz to it.
So they didn't have anything at the wedding.
No.
They had one thing at the wedding that was great. They had his mother.
Oh, yeah.
Mother Tuttle?
Mother Tuttle was there.
Does she pass along her looks to the Tuttle family?
Same mustache.
Have you never seen Grandma
I think
Tuttle?
I have, but I don't remember what she... I've definitely seen Grandma
she
Tuttle.
She is the typical New York old lady, half coming out of her walker all the time. Didn't you see the one where they built the bike for Jorge?
I never saw that one.
When he came walking into the garage, she said, "George Posada." Like he walks up and he says, "My name is Jorge." Or whatever his name
right.
is. George!
Did they have a band at the reception or a DJ?
A DJ.
No, the Tuttles know where to cut costs.
You had mentioned before about how the interior of his house kind of looks like he went to Sears and he said, "I want that room and I want that room.
This is my brand new. I live in the community of new money, but what and I'd like to have that room done."
Honey, would you go and armor all the walls? I want the wood walls to be shiny.
What do I need a bed frame for? Put the mattress on the floor.
I don't care how big the room is. There's an 80-inch screen that's going on this wall, Beth.
What do you mean you need a microwave? You don't need a microwave. We need an Xbox.
You know the other thing they've got all over their house? You know that thing that I got you a long time ago? You buy these on the boardwalk. They're like wood burned.
Yeah.
I got one for you where it's like the Omeras, the 19th hole.
I have it. Mm-hmm. I have it. I remember that.
It's a cheesy thing that we got you a long
Omera's
time ago.
Omera's 18th hole. I still have it. I still have it in one of my rooms.
His entire house is full of things like that.
Do they have like the caricatures that they get at the amusement park?
Mike, the entire...
That's my artwork.
Like in his bedroom?
That's my effing artwork.
Portrait.
I noticed in the headboard of his bed, he's got wood burned in, OCC.
Oh, man. You know, and what we've heard about the Tuttles, that might be, you know, that might be the whole hillbilly component, but it also might be a little bit of the fact that I think the Tuttles know how to, stretch a buck a little bit. And I think if it's got OCC on it, I think...
It might be a write-off.
Well, if it's on the show, if they show it on the television show,
right,
that's what it's all about.
I was also impressed that the ladies took over the main house, so he had to go to the guest house with him and the boys.
Yeah.
And you know when a house has just the bare minimum, like an old sofa and a glass coffee table, and you get that echo sound?
Sure.
That's what it was. It really looked like a flop house.
It's the brand new empty log cabin.
This is my guest house. Shouldn't we be getting ready?
Now, do the Tuttles, as far as Paul Jr. and Mikey, since it's a dry reception, did you get the impression that they might be a little frustrated? Do you think they tip them a little bit? I don't think Paul Jr. Do you think Paul Jr. does?
I'm pretty sure.
Does he party?
Well, look at Mike Tuttle.
Mikey does.
There's nothing that hasn't tried.
Right. I'm sure.
And I would think that Paul Jr.'s a party. I think watching that show, I would think that they all probably party.
Now, as far as food, because I am curious, I didn't see this last night. Did they have, Was it like grills outside?
It was catered, but it was like if you go to Giant buy a party platter. Yeah, it wasn't necessarily.
Look, wedding. I want to get this thing over with.
It wasn't necessarily. It was like we're getting married at Costco.
Did they have any kind of? Did they have any kind of honeymoon or anything like that?
That was the best part. He said, "And the honeymoon is, I got to be at work at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning."
God love the Tuttles.
The impression I got from the reception, it had the exact same flavor as when they threw a party in the show The Office. And they do it in the receiving, the warehouse at the office.
Right.
Dunder Mifflin. That's what it looked like. A nice cleaned up space, some party trays, and dancing.
They got a helicopter. That's the important thing.
They got a helicopter.
Deductible.
He comes on Letterman last night and goes, "Hey, Dave, I'm wondering if you'd like to adopt my kids."
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Oh, hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Being careful. It's very important to me, because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
You know what time it is.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
Yeah.
You got it, Curly?
I do.
All right, coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Cocksmith next.
This is the Don and Mike Show.